Hey, yes. Okay, here we are, the Havoc Freenet Radio. We're alive, we're on the air, and we're here. Okay, we've got quite a few listeners in already. I'm looking in the channels. We've got some people with some problems to connect. If you've got any people that are sitting there and they're saying they can't connect, okay, it's really easy. All you have to do is load Winamp or load anything that's Shoutcast compatible and point them at 166.90.143.145:13460. Okay, that's all we have to do, and then you're live on the air. Okay, so let's see what we got to do today. Well, on the show today, going to give you some news. Going to give you a lot more news. Going to give you some more info. Going to give you some scene news. And then I've got some technical stuff to talk to you about. Some stuff about IP6. That's something that we've heard quite a bit about, but nobody really seems to know a great deal about it. Got some exploits and some security stuff, and got some emails to talk to you about. We've also got on the show today, we've got Clary and Fury. They're going to give their, the part one of their series in the history of the BBS scene. This week it's all about modems and traders and bulletin boards, you know, all that kind of thing. Anyway, keep listening in here. So, let's have a think. What have we got? So, let's have a look on the channels now. We've still got some people with some problems connecting here. I'm just going to pause 1 second while I see if I can help some people out. Hang on, people. Hey there, TC. Yeah, shout it going out there to TC. Thundercat, mate. All right. Okay, here we are, we're back again. Now, let's have a think. So, coming up to this broadcast, there's been a lot going on. There's been a lot of stuff going on. There's been quite a bit of confusion over the station. Let's just clear that up a bit, okay? We're not competing with Nectarine, we're not competing with Elite Radio. Those two stations, well, Elite Radio is a commercial music station, and Nectarine, well, you all know what Nectarine is. Those guys there, they broadcast you music. That's not what we do. Okay, we're here, we're going to broadcast you information. Let's just make that absolutely clear. I've spoken with Yes and I've spoken with Fino. They know what the situation is. We all know what the situation is. I hope you guys do too. Okay, right, now stick around. Let's see what we've got. First of all, let's just talk about the rest of the station here. I've had a couple of emails from some people. We'll come back to the emails a bit later. I know, now this is going around the world, and we've got the obvious problem of stuff going around the world. People can't always understand what I say. I'm English, I'm a Londoner, born and bred, and I've got a very, very heavy accent. So if you can't understand what I say, I'll do my best to try and sort that out for you. Talking about going around the world, talking about understanding what people are saying. Submissions. Now, we've had a lot of submissions here. We've had a lot of people come in, they say they're going to do slots for us. That's great. That's really good news. The problem that we've got, obviously, is there's people, different countries, different systems, and it's been an absolute nightmare to get this all sorted. So why am I telling you this? Well, basically, the show today, it was intended to be a lot longer than it's going to be. I was given quite a few slots here, and unfortunately, I can't use them all. Why can't I use them? Well, I had a complete nightmare. I almost lost the whole station just before I got this sorted out. Turned my laptops on and they were both completely dead. I lost the hard drive in one of them. The other one wouldn't boot up. That reminds me of a quote somebody that told me not so long ago. Real sceners never back up. They rather just quit the scene. So I almost lost a lot. I even turned the laptop on today about an hour ago. Well, no, it would have been about 3 o'clock when I was just trying to sort the station out. And it just wouldn't turn on. Complete nightmare. I was going absolutely mad about that. On top of that, the other problems we've been having, just had my leased line installed, and the entire BT routing network in the middle of the UK just went down completely. Then after that, the DHCP service from my service provider, they went down as well. So I haven't actually had a proper connection to the net since like a week. It's just been an absolute nightmare. Anyway, so what else have we got to tell you? I've told you what's coming up on the show today. Got some news. I've also got a request from Orson the Hellfire. Yeah, you guys remember Orson the Hellfire? Where are these guys now? Anyway, I've got a request from him. He thinks I sound Australian, which is very strange. I don't sound Australian, do I? G'day, mate. No, I don't sound Australian. I'm probably English. All right. Some other things I just want to tell you before we go any further in the broadcast. Basically, if you want to get on this, if you want to get your news, your info on the show live, send me an email right now. I'm going to be checking the emails all the way through the show, so that you know you've got a good hour now or whatever to send me an email. Send me your group news. Send me your personal news, and I'll read it out. You know, everybody will get to hear it. Okay, and listen, the count is going up. This is good, guys. Come on, keep going. If you're sitting in an IRC channel, there's people sitting there and they're not listening in, get them to listening. Come on. Just tell them where it is. I'll tell you that again. Just point your shoutcast compatible player at 166.90.143.145. Okay, that's the IP. The port is 13460. Okay, when you first tune in, I know we have got that lame ass advert from our relay host. There's nothing I can do about that. That's what they do. You know, it's the price you pay. But we can get about 1,000 sequential listeners on here, which is good news. So, you know, one small advert, small price to pay. When you tuned into the station there at the start, you heard A Touch of Latin. That was a mod by Solarize. It was actually an MP3. Solarize is from Less Music. Less Music, we're happy to announce the Havoc Freenet Radio has got a little bit of an agreement there with Less Music. And if I can find their IP address, their website, it's http://... listen:/2/LMP2, I think that is. I'm just going to go and check that again. I'm not 100% sure, but I'll check that. Anyway, we've got a nice little agreement there with Solarize and Less Music. They're going to keep sending us stuff, and we're going to keep playing it for them. Yeah, listen:2/LMP2. If other guys out there, you're all you do mods and you've got some stuff that you want broadcast, send them in to us. The usual email address, that's defbase, defbase, or submissions, or pretty much anything actually, at thehavok.co.uk. thehavok. Right, send in your emails and send in your submissions. What I'm actually going to do now is wait 1 second. I'm just going to check the new mail. F5 there, right, password, da 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 da, like that. See what new mail we got. Right, got loads of mail here. Right, oh, it's all coming down. Okay, we're going to come back to the mail in a bit because there's just far too much of it. What have we got here? Let's have a look at news. Okay, I was sent this this text file by Uranus, the top 10 cracking groups. Now this I found a bit interesting. The top 10 cracking groups of all time. These answers were for the best cracking group were taken from all the interviews with all the Omega Scene guys in the In Media Res website. So you're honest, you've got a lot of free time on your hands. Anyway, there's some interesting results here, right? Number one, Fairlight, TRSI. Yeah, that's pretty much expected. Number two, Quartex. Now looking down the list, Crystal. Crystal has come in at number 6, which I am pretty surprised about, to be honest. And Paradox, all the way down at number 8. Jewel Crew shining at 9. Razor 1911 at 10. Skid Row at 10. I'm really not sure about this at all. You know, I'd probably turn this list upside down, to be honest. Razor 1911, I would have put them far nearer the top. Prodigy, slightly newer, but yeah, I mean, they're still worth a higher place than 10. I mean, World of Wonders and Spreadpoint, I wouldn't put them in the same category as Prodigy. Anyway, I'm going to start a fight here, so we're going to leave that. Anyway, all the things that I'm talking about on this show and all the things that anyone else is talking about, you can come and download from the website later. We archive all our broadcasts, we archive all our information to the website. Website is www.thehavok.co.uk. On the website, you're going to find all the information you need. Email addresses, broadcast, show list, playlist, URLs, the whole lot, basically. So if you ever want to know anything, just go straight there. Right, yeah, I was just looking at Havoc Radio. That's another thing. If you're on IRC and you're listening to this, get into Havoc Radio, HAVOKRADIO. That's on FNET and IRC Net, okay? Get in there and you can talk live. Now, I've just been looking at this. Thundercat has just been saying, who made that list? That list was actually given to me by Euronymous. He says that he's counted the answers from all the interviews from In Media Res, which is fair enough, I suppose. If you count the answers, then that's fair enough. He doesn't guarantee that this list is 100% correct. Well, at the end of the day, you're taking people's opinions, aren't you? It's not the truth necessarily. Everyone's got their own ideas. Personally, I put, well, I keep Fairlight at number one. Anyway, we're going back to ground we've already covered, but I keep Fairlight at number one. I put Paradox, DCS, Razor 1911, Skid Row. I put them all up the top. And then you've got Crystal and all that. I remember that. Crystal was one of the first Cracktros I ever saw. I can't remember what it was now. I keep thinking of Speedball 2. I don't know why I keep thinking of Speedball 2, but yeah, I'm sure Speedball 2 was one of the first Cracktros I'd seen, but I'm sure it was well before then. Anyway, let's see, what Fury is saying on FNet. Okay, yes, on FNet and IRCNet, hash Havoc Radio, get in there right now. Okay, let's see, what's the news? We've got the top 10 crackers. Nectarine, now, I've already mentioned Nectarine, you all know what Nectarine is. There's a rumour that Nectarine's not actually closing. So, keep your ears out for that one. Nectarine is not actually closing. That's good news. We're not in this for the competition. We're not in this to try and blow Nectarine out. No way. Two different things, like I said at the start. Anyway, so Nectarine doesn't seem to be closing anymore. Well, this is what I've heard. So go out there, find him, and ask Yes, actually. Ask Yes of Orange Juice. He'll be able to tell you. He's always on the scene. Just quick pause now while I go and see if anyone's said anything in the channels. Let's have a look. Right. Nope. Doesn't seem to be anything of any a major interest in the channels at the moment. Some people still having problems connecting to the streams. Not really a lot I can do while I'm broadcasting to help you, to be honest. But the listener count's still going up, so that's good news. So there's still people connecting in. That's not a problem. Great stuff. Okay, yeah, everyone that's connecting in now, can you all send me an email? All send us an email. And tell us exactly what you think of this, how you want it changed, if you want anything new, if you want to get on the air, what your thoughts, your opinions, send them in, because this is what it's all about, you know? It's your scene, your net radio station. We're going to sort this out for you, all right? Okay, carry on with the news. Anyway, Static Line number 29, the PC music and demo scene newsletter, that's been released. Everything about PC demos, everything about PC music. You can go and download that at www.scenespot.org. Scenespot, scenespot.org/static line, all one word. Again, as I say, you can find all these URLs on the site. Give us a couple of hours after the broadcast and I'll put them all up there. Let's see, what else have we got down on the list? LTP5 has been announced. That's good. LTP5 has been announced August in Paris, August this year. They want you to know that it's going to be the gamer-free, true demo scene atmosphere. Let's hope so. We're going to be there, of course. We're going to be there. We're going to be at every major scene event. Talking about demo parties, actually. Mecha Symposium, that's going to be coming up soon. April, in fact. We've already sorted out our live broadcast from there, so you know that we'll be having all the latest info live from the party. We'll be there. And another party, UK party, Deja Vu. That's been touted to be at some point this year. I haven't really been able to get any information about that, but you never know. Somebody out there might be listening. They might know something about Deja Vu. Anyway, if you've got any info on the parties, if you're running a party, send us an email. Send us some info. We'll broadcast it on the air from you. Okay. Next news item, SpeakPak 58. That's now out. And Devotion, top quality Amiga Dismag, that's coming out in about 2 to 3 weeks. So keep your eye out from that. You can download those from all the usual places, www.narcolor.cjb.net. Narcolor, NahKollor. Aminet, or all the usual channels. What more can you say? SpeakPak and Devotion, two quality Amiga releases. Thanks to Magic of Narcolor and Darkus for the real little info they let by. They really don't want to give anything away, those guys. Anyway, let's see. Seamster. Now, this is an interesting one. Seamster. If you were reading Huggy 21, you would have probably read an article about Seamster written by the gaffer. Now, Seamster is basically Napster, but for Seamers. How does this work? Well, it's peer-to-peer file sharing. For demos, for scene releases, for all those kind of things. This is an ongoing project. It's been started up. The gaffer seems to be pretty much in charge of it. I've had a word with him about it. He's going to be on the show in a week or two, hopefully. He'll come on the show and he'll talk about it. He'll give you all the lowdown info and hopefully he'll keep coming back and give you all the up-to-date news about it. I think this is a really good project, actually. I think you guys should get out there and support him. I don't have a URL for that at the moment, or I don't have any way of contacting him. So I guess the best thing to do would be contact Gaffer, which is gaffer@gaffer.org. If you drop him an email, I'm sure he'll be helpful and happy to give you all the info you need. Other than that, if you want any more info about it, there's a really good article on Huggy 21, as I say. Huggy, you can download that from www.huggy.de, I think that is. That's ADOX Huggy. Quality PC disc mag there. Yep, go download that. Go download that, and you should have all the information you need. Now, oh yeah, that's another thing. If you can hear me typing in the background, sorry about that. I've got to. I've kind of got three machines on the go at once here. It's a bit of a problem because I really don't have enough hands. Anyway, let's have a look. What else have we got here? There's been a really good demo scene article released by who was it released by? Let's have a look. Oh yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. I've got a big long list here, you see, of stuff that needs to be broadcast, and I'm just trying to run my eye down it and see what I'm looking at. Yeah, a really good article, actually, by Scandor. It was about demos and demo coding. You can find that on CFX Web. That's www.cfxweb.net. You can actually find that in the /articles/demoscene/demospirit.shtml. There's also a link to it on the main page, so just go to cfxweb.net, and on there you can find a link to his article. Should be down the left-hand side, actually. Which is another thing, just pause off from here for a second. If anyone's listening to this and they've got any more information they want to broadcast, or a website, if you send me a URL, I'll just link to it straight on the broadcast and have a look at it now. Just tidying this up here a bit. Okay, here we go. Yeah, back to what I was saying. Great article from Scandor about demos and demo coding. Basically, he just talks about defining where we are at the moment in the demo scene and where we're going. Now, this was very interesting to me. He said a good few things about restricting abilities. Well, not restricting abilities, but restricting platforms that you're coding demos on. It's what I've noticed recently is it's become less of a challenge to code technically impressive demos. You get demos all the time that just use Media Player for their music, and you know, use DirectX and whatnot. That's fair. That's fine. That's fair enough. Okay, but it has to be said, and a couple of people agree with me when I say this, is when you talk about the old school, people always seem to talk about the old school Amiga scene, and the reason was the Amiga architecture was restricted. You couldn't go blazing it up with all kinds of upgrades and stuff, because it just wouldn't work. You would be about one of the very few people in the world that had those upgrades. So you had to code for pretty much the base machine, maybe a hard drive, maybe extra bit of RAM as time went on. Now, this made for very, very good demos. This made for really great demos because the coders and the demo groups were so restricted to what they could do. They were forced to push the hardware that they had, to push the ability that they had as far as they could go. Now, people get to use new technology to assist them, and I mean, yeah, that's all well and good. That's fine, and you can produce some really great demos. But I think it's very true that a lot of demos that you see nowadays, they've lost their soul. They just don't have the feeling. I hate using the word old school, but they don't have the old school feel to them. And when people say old school, I don't really think that they mean old school. It happened in 1990. They mean old school. It had feeling to it. You know, people understood. People knew their place, and people knew how the scene worked. And that is old school. If something has a feel to it, rather than being around in 1992, yeah, I was old school. It's the feeling. That's more than anything. So I think that's a very good article from Scandor. Anyway, I contacted Scandor, and he's agreed to come on the show very shortly to have a chat about the demo scene. One note, CFX Web is basically geared toward PC demos. I know we've got quite a few Amiga listeners here at the moment. So get on CFX Web if you're interested in PC demos and the PC scene. But yeah, Scandor will be on here, and he's going to give his views. I think they're pretty interesting, so I'm glad that he's going to come on. That's good news. Of course, if anyone else has any other opinions, you know, different opinions to me, that's fine. You know, send me an email. You know, we'll sort you out. Anyway, next news, let's have a look. We've had a whole bunch of demos released as source code. We've had Purple by Orion. That was at the TP. That's been fixed and re-released, but it still doesn't work on my machine, so I don't know how fixed that is. I think they're saying that's like the second release, or the not final release or anything. Anyway, it's probably because my machine's crap, but it doesn't work on my machine, but I'm sure that's a good demo. I've seen some screenshots of it, and it looks quite nice, but of course you can't tell till you actually see it. Right, source code. We've had source code for the second place 64K intro from the TP2000 again. That's been released. That was, I can't pronounce this, this seems to be Dutch or something. Neandertaler, I think. If I've done that wrong, somebody tell me. Yeah, that's been released. You can download that from CFX Web and Ojuice.net, of course. And also the source for Tesla by Yogurt of Sunflower. That's also been released. I think you can get those off the scene.org. I'm not 100% sure where you can get those. I'll dig those out anyway. Finally, on our news section for the moment, we've got the Showtime and the Eurochart vote sheets are out. Yes, Showtime and Eurochart vote sheets. They've even got to me. I've seen them around in the IRC channels, and they've been getting to everybody. So, yeah, they've even got to me. Go out and get them now. There's a load of places you can get them. Get on the IRC channels, get on for Eurochart especially, get on Hash Amulet, get on Hash Amiga Scene on IRCnet. We've also put them on the Havoc website. They'll be attached to this broadcast in a couple of hours. Oh, that's another thing. If you go to the website, you'll see a big banner at the cross at the top. If you click on that, that'll give you today's show. Eventually, that'll be moved to the archives. There's a link to the archives down the left-hand side. If you click on there, there will be a complete list of every broadcast, every URL, and everything that we put in this show. So that's where to get them. Now, let's see. Eurochart. I've been given some information that Dark Hawk wanted me to read this out. Dark Hawk of Iris. So, the official Eurochart from the Amiga is the oldest and most known scene chart around. It's been released since November 1989, and issue 42 is about to get released late this January. So, it's going to be out very soon. I've seen Dark Hawk go around getting people to vote for it, so I'm sure it's going to be out very, very soon. If everything goes like it should, it will be out late this January. So, which it won't, if past experience is anything to go by. Anyway, we need support, of course, and if you appreciate what sinners do and create, well, you should do everyone a favour and vote for the ones you consider the best. Give them a big up, you know? Get them recognised. Where can you vote? Well, you can vote on the online Eurochart site. That's www.irishhq.dk/ec/ec.shtml. If you don't know what to vote for, grab issue 41 of the Eurochart from that site, irishhq.dk from the site, and look at the people in the charts there. That should give you a vague idea. That should tell you what releases to look out for and get some opinions from. You can also get the releases that are on the charts at the ftp.amigascene.org. Yeah, that's one thing. The Eurochart is an Amiga mag. It's an Amiga chart. So that's where you can get it. ftp.amigascene.org. Amigascene, that's Amiga S-C-N-E. No E there, all right? Okay, apart from the votes, which they always desperately need, they really appreciate the votes, of course. That's what keeps them going. They also need this month painted clip art and scanned photos of sceners for the gallery and for articles. Mostly, it's scene-related articles and interviews and reviews they need as well, if you feel up to it. Anything about the scene, interviews with well-known sceners, reviews, demos, reviews of scene releases. If you feel up to it, get it down, put it in a text file, and send it to Dark Hawk. You can find his email address on the website again. Modules, they'll take modules as well. They're in tracker format. They accept those. Tracker format, God, that's moved on, isn't it? I remember the days of ProTracker 2. What a classic piece of software. Anyway, modules in tracker format are accepted for inclusion in the next issue, and in each issue, they completely change the graphics, so a new graphic artist, even, can impress your readers each time. Okay. If you feel like supporting us with anything more than votes, then send an email to darkhawk@gmx.net. darkhawk@gmx.net for more information. And if you're too lazy for any kind of support, and face it, you're all sinners, you're all far too lazy to do anything, do at least remember to download and read the latest issue of the Eurochart on their homepage. At least do that for them. It's a great magazine. It gives you the information you want straight up. Download it from the homepage, www.irishhq.dk, and have a read. And of course, Dark Hawks always wants to hear your views, your news, and your information. That's great. Okay, let's just have a look now. What's up for the rest of the broadcast? Well, I'm going to hand over right now to Clary and Fury, Clary from Drifters. Before we just go to them, I was also reading last month in Huggy 21. There was I think it was by the mechanic. There was an article there about women sceners, and he named Clary as inactive, and I think that's probably one of the most wrong things I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to pass you over here to Claire and Fury. They're going to give you a nice little discussion about modems, about bulletin boards, and the scene. This is part one of their broadcast. They're going to do quite a few over the coming coming shows, if you like. So they're going to build you up a little picture of how it used to be back in the day, as it were. Okay, I'm going to pass you over to them right now, and I'll be back with you very shortly with some more news and some more discussion.